dial number. This is Jocelyn.
Hey, Jocelyn. It's Jaw from Bank of Cardiff.
I can hear you so much better now.
Yeah, it was. That's why when you were giving me the code, it was just kind of like, Yeah, exactly. Okay, so I was just going to confirm some info I have here on your business, and then we can go into the details. Okay, and then what is the full legal name for the business?
Talon Lumber, Inc.
Okay, and then the DBA is Talon Lumber?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is the structure of the business? Is it a sole prop, corporation, S-Corp, LLC?
We're small. We're family-owned.
Okay, nice. So I'm guessing maybe like a sole prop?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and what is the physical address of the business? I only have the P.O. box.
Yep, it's 2 Talon Drive, Canaan, Connecticut.
Oh, you guys have your own street?
Yeah.
Nice. Must be a pretty decent-sized location then.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Okay, and besides this phone number, I have a phone number on file of 860-824-0733.
Yep, they're both the same lines, but so it doesn't matter. Either way, it'll come through to us. So.
Okay, perfect. And then what's a good email for you?
It's the letter J.
Okay.
And then it's Belmonte, so it's Belmonte at talonlumber.com.
Cool. Okay. Perfect. So I got all that, the basic info. Are you part owner with James too?
No, I'm not. He's 100%.
Oh, he's 100. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
James, okay, 100%. Are you like the CFO or someone that handles all the financing?
I do handle all the financing. I'm not actually. The vice president is his son, Brian Talon.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, his sons work for the company as well, so.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Sounds good. All right, so we got a lot of different programs over here. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
Okay, that would be great, because if you can't do it, just tell me, because I've been dealing with so many people.
For sure.
You know, honestly, that, okay. So what the problem is right now is we have about 4 loans out.
Okay.
We have one with, and I have balances and everything, we have one with LG, Everest, Fox, and Platinum. Now, we had 2 with Platinum, but the other one is about to fall off any day. It's like they have $36 left to take out of our account, and they just haven't taken it. So it's nothing. I mean, it's basically, the payoff date was actually the 18th on that, but they're just, I don't know why they're waiting. But so right now we owe total for all of the 4, LG, Everest, Fox, and Platinum, we owe $99,765. He wants to consolidate them and basically consolidate at least 3 of them and make them all one payment. And so he's looking for $150,000. I don't know what position that would be. I guess maybe a second position or a first position, or how that would work.
That would be 1, 2. So you already have. So basically, right now you have currently 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Since the other platinum's gonna fall off, so they'll be have 4, right?
Yeah, he only listed 4 because of that other one falling off. And anyway, we're just waiting for that to be taken.
Okay, cool. So basically, that would be 5th position, technically, because you have 4 other ones. Right, but that doesn't mean that we won't be able to find you a program, because I've actually had customers that would have like 6 or something like that. As long as you have good sales, we don't care how many you get.
Okay.
On file, I'm not sure if it's still current. I have here that you're, let me go back to the sales is like 4.1 mil. Is that still current?
Yeah.
Okay. And then how do your bank statements look like? Are they like pretty good? Like,
I can send them over to you. I think over the winter they were a little, I mean, we're not as busy during the winter. Just because we make our own bark mulch and stuff. So a lot of people come in for sales. So they're better now than they were probably in 2015. or mm-hmm. at least for December. But I could always send you over those if, you know, you need them.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I'll take a look at it. Because for us, I know other working capital banks or funding groups, they can free up maybe like 7 to 12% or something like that. For us, we can do about 10 to 15%. So based on the cells itself, if your banks are good, you know, you don't have like NSFs or, you know, negatives or anything right. like that, and, you know, we think that you can afford it, we can free up about 400. That's like the you know, like a good amount. Right. And obviously, factoring in all the balances you have, then it'll be the remainder, how much you're, you'd be approved for. So that's how we do it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we can definitely take a look at your banks and, you know, see how everything looks. But that's kind of okay. like the general idea of what we can do for you.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, so I could send those over. I just, like, basically, because we kind of need this, like, mm-hmm. as soon as possible. I'm actually
yeah,
leaving
for sure.
on a maternity leave next week.
Oh,
so
nice.
That's why, like, we're trying to get it done because we don't have someone in the office at the moment that is going to take my position to do financing.
Yeah,
so,
I know everything.
Yeah, so now, you know, we're kind of like in a pinch to do it. So if, mm-hmm. like, if it can't be done, it's fine. I just, mm-hmm. you know, we just want to know. I mean,
sure.
instead of, you know, sometimes they'll, like, toy you around, you know, for a week, like that had
uh-huh.
happened recently. They said that they could do it,
uh-huh.
and then they came back and said they couldn't do it. So
oh.
I was like, why did you even bother?
Yeah.
You know, I was like, why are you even bother wasting my time? But so yeah, if that's what you want, I could send over those. Did you need anything else other than the bank statements?
Yeah. So we do need other things, but let me just gather some more info from you
okay.
real quick. For the for LG for that loan. What is the balance on that one? Just to kind of like just separate them all. Do you know?
The balance as of 4/7 was $6,708.
Okay. All right. And then what is the payment on that? Is that like a daily, weekly, monthly?
It is. These are all daily payments.
Dailies, okay.
Which is why he wants to try to consolidate it to one. Like, even if it was $1,000 a day or something like that,
yeah.
that'd be fine if it wasn't, you know, all of these coming out. So that one, yeah,
okay.
is $299 daily.
$299 daily. Oh, okay. You guys are almost done with that one then.
Right.
And Everest?
That one we owe $29,400 as of 4/5.
Okay. And then this is a daily of?
The daily of 544.44.
Okay. All right. And then for Fox?
That's $21,172.
Okay. And a daily draw of?
$446.
All right. And then the last one, Platinum.
We owe, let's see on this one. This one's the big one.
Yeah, it sounds
Four,
seem like it.
Yeah, $64,435.52.
Okay, cool. Did you basically do like a renewal on that first one? Is that what happened?
We've actually never renewed with any of them.
Oh.
I'm not sure what had happened with that, but he had told me that we have never renewed with any of them. He mm. had another one out, which was for a smaller amount. I don't know what they did there. Like I said, I wasn't here then,
mm.
So I'm not sure how that worked. But the daily mm. on that one, $642.86.
Okay, cool. It's a lot of daily draws. Okay, and then the you said he wanted 150, and the loan itself is like, let's just say 100K. The remainder 50. What are you guys looking to do?
He's looking to pay other bills off that we have.
Okay, like ARs.
Or yeah, like just just some of the other bills that we haven't been able to get to.
Okay. Sounds good. Are you looking to use any of the money to invest into the business at all, or just more just for the bills and the loans and stuff
bills.
Like that? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'm sure once you guys get all this in place, everything will be much better.
Yeah, the overall purpose is to consolidate.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Okay. And then you said it's James and his sons are the owners, right?
James is the full owner.
Oh, James is the full owner. Oh, okay.
He owns it 100%.
Okay.
They just work here.
Ah, I see. Okay. Yeah. And do you know James, like, ballpark credit?
Oh, I'm not sure. No, I could ask him. He's sitting right here. Did you want me to?
Yeah, or actually, I'm going to have him. You're going to have to fill out an application anyways. I'm going to have to run it anyways. But I could just check it once we run it. So no worries on that. Anyways, what else did I need? Let's see. Okay, so you basically guys just want this as soon as possible, right?
Yeah, I mean, it would be great. I understand. Like, I understand a lot of people don't want to do that with the balances, you know, that we have left on some of them. And that's fine. Like I said, he wanted me to give you guys one, you know, the last call.
Yeah.
The last hope. So I'm hoping, I really hope you could do something. I mean, it's not like we have any problem paying them or anything like that. I mean, it's nothing like that. It's just he wants to consolidate them. So.
Right. I understand. It's easier for the bank statement. You know, you can just see one bigger, you know, debit than like five different ones.
Right. So I'm just curious now with like this kind of thing, what do they go by with the bank statement? Is it like what we have out for loans compared to what we're bringing in?
So basically what we look for is, we don't, you know, obviously I said we don't care how many loans you have out as long as you have the sales to back it up.
Okay.
So if we see, let's just say your bank statement, let's just say there's only like a couple $100 left in it every month. Obviously, it's not going to be a good idea for you because it's going to put you in a bad position, you know, your business and all that. And also, you know, exactly. So we basically want to make sure it makes sense for you and us. So we look at the bank statement, we see what comes in, what goes out, how the sales look like, what's your ending balance like. Yeah, that's how it works, because like, compared to like a line of credit where they just take a look at your you know, your credit and base it all 100% on that plus sales, for us, we primarily base it on off of sales. So that's why we look at the banks, and we look at it very heavily. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. And if, like, say for some reason, if you can't do the 150, would you be able, if you could do anything at all, would you just let me know?
Yeah, we'll let you know. Like, basically what we do is we get you approved for the highest amount possible.
Okay.
And then let's just say, for example, it's like 400K or something like that. But you're like, okay, I don't need that much. I only need the 150. Then you tell us we want 150. We come back with new terms and let you know what the you know, present, like, let's say 100, 150, 175, 200. So we'll see which one you're like. Yeah. So that's how we do it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then obviously if we can't do it, I'm not going to, you know, they'll let you know for like 2 weeks or something like that. It might take a little bit longer than like someone that doesn't have any working capital. So it might take,
because
there's some more things to look at, you know?
Right. Do you know how long it usually takes to see if we would even be approved?
For this, just looking at how many, the working capital you guys have out, I would say like 2 to 3 days.
Okay. Okay, yeah, that's understandable. It's just he doesn't understand that, like, it's not just, you know, a 10-minute process. So
yeah.
That's why I'm asking. I just want, so I can relay it back to him and let him know it's going to take a couple days.
Yeah, it's going to take probably fastest, I would say, 1.5 business days to two. Longest, I would say maybe like 3, 3.5, 4, something like that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But no more than like a week or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, let me, and then once, if we were to be approved, how long does the funding take? Do you get it, like, is it instant, or does that also take a little bit of time?
It takes about 24 hours.
Oh, okay, that's not bad. Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, could you just send me over everything that you need, and then I could get it back to you?
Sure, sounds good. And then, do you guys only have one bank account, or you guys have multiple?
We have one.
One, okay.
Yep, it's all through Salisbury Bank and Trust.
Okay, sounds good. So I just need 6 months of that. And then, you know, when your customers pay you, do you guys take credit cards?
We take credit cards and, you know, cash and checks.
Okay, cool. So we'll just need 4 months of merchant statement. So that also shows your cash flow.
Okay.
And then also the most recent tax return. If you guys don't have 2015s yet, we can take 2014s.
Okay, yeah. I don't believe we're actually, or the woman who does that, I guess she was so busy this year. So we should be getting them hopefully by the beginning of next week, I would think. She said the 18th, but we still don't have them yet. So we don't have them for this year, but I do have the 2014.
Okay, that sounds good. How were sales compared to 2014's? Were they about the same or a little higher, a little lower?
I'm not sure. I actually just recently took this position.
Oh, okay.
So I don't usually look at the bank statements or, you know, the taxes, anything like that.
Okay.
I'll let you know anything I can.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, and you'll send me an email and then I can just get back to you that way?
Yeah, let me just confirm. I have J as in John, B E L M as in Mary, O N as in Nancy, T E at
lumber.com.
Okay, that sounds good.
Cool. I'll go ahead and send this over to you.
Okay, and he's sitting right here. He just wanted me to note that we've been in business for 45 years.
Oh, perfect. So. Nice.
Okay. All right.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye.